MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A Rodoso man is facing felony charges after a violent attack involving three victims. Police say 33-year-old Jose Hernandez was arrested on March 28th on multiple counts of aggravated battery. According to the Rodoso Police Department, Hernandez allegedly assaulted three men, punching and biting them, and at one point used a utility knife to stab one victim. The injuries were not considered life-threatening. Hernandez is being held on bond and is scheduled to appear in court on April 30th. Firefighting foam containing so-called forever chemicals is now classified as a hazardous waste in New Mexico under a new rule. The decision, approved unanimously this week by the state's unelected Environmental Improvement Board, gives the New Mexico Environment Department new authority to regulate and require cleanup of the foam after it's used. The product, known as aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, is commonly used at military bases and airports. It contains PFAS, a group of chemicals linked to serious health risk. Officials say once the foam is discharged, it can seep into soil and contaminate drinking water sources. In New Mexico, several PFAS contamination sites have been identified by the Environment Department, including Cannon Air Force Base and Holloman Lake, also known as Raptor Lake. Under a new rule, the state can now regulate how the foam is stored, limit its use, and require cleanup after emergency deployments. Facilities that store AFFF must also report that information to the state to help track contamination risks. And the next generation of filmmakers in New Mexico is getting ready for a big screen. The Eastern New Mexico University Roswell's Media Arts Program will host its annual student film showcase on April 22nd. The event starts at 5:30 p.m. at the Campus Performing Arts Center. The showcase will feature a wide range of original short films, all created by local students. From high-energy dramas to experimental pieces, the event highlights the creativity and technical skills being developed in Southern New Mexico. Gene Brister, film technology instructor for ENMU Roswell, says the night is about more than just film. Admission details and RSVP information can be found in the news section of our website. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.